Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are a father and son studying 1 Peter chapter 3 together. Glad you can eavesdrop in on us. We're starting a new study on verses 18 through 20, how that Christ suffered for us. And I'll tell you automatically, verse 18, some translations, if you're reading along with us, is going to say Christ died for sins once for all. I think they get that because later on it says in this verse he's been put to death. But literally the word here is suffered. Christ also suffered. That's how he suffered, is by dying. But we're talking about the suffering of Christ, why we should be willing to suffer for righteousness. He's talked about in these last few verses of 13 through 17. Unless we think we can escape it, he's going to point out that Christ also suffered. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that obviously Peter's been emphasizing. He emphasized it back in chapter 2 and about verse 18, and then again in chapter 3 and about verse 14. But it's almost like every time Peter starts talking about our suffering and something that we're going to have to suffer for, it's like, hey, by the way, here's a reminder, Christ also suffered and did all these things first. Mm-hmm. And so he's kind of continuing that theme and that thread of, you know, he's just talked about how that we should suffer, and he says Christ also suffered once for sins, for the righteous and for the unrighteous, showing that it's not, you know, it wasn't defined by who was around him or who deserved it or anything like that. It was that Christ was willing to suffer because of who he was and why he was sent to be on the earth.
Yeah, verse 14, we suffer for righteousness. Verse 17, we suffer for good. And then he says, Jesus suffered. Mm-hmm. Why is God doing this to me? Well, God did it to himself in the form of Jesus. He was willing to do what was right, regardless of the suffering, because he was suffering for the benefit of others. And he was just, but he suffered unjustly. That's the one out that we usually give ourselves. Well, I'm justified in getting even because they didn't treat me fair or just. Or, well, God would want me to. But that's not what Jesus did.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned before the prayer that Jesus prayed on the cross about forgive them for they know not what they do. Well, you know, he's looking at people who literally put him on that cross and stood him up there. And then people that are walking by with him on the cross, mocking him and telling him to come down if he's the Son of God. I don't know about you. That's a hard prayer for me to pray if I was in Jesus' shoes in that situation of, you know, looking at the people that have put him in that situation and making fun of him in that situation. He knows why he's in that situation and knows, you know, what's going on here, but nobody else does. Mm-hmm. And he still takes the time to not only get even, to go the other direction, or to do nothing, but to actively, you know, say, listen, don't charge this against them because they don't really know what's going on here. Mm-hmm. That's a hard prayer to pray, but that's something that Jesus did during his, you know, limited words that he was able to speak on the cross. He took time to say, don't charge this against them. Mm-hmm. He was not just suffering for the righteous, but also for the people that didn't deserve it, but got it anyway. And obviously, you know, we fall into that same shoes as well of people who didn't deserve his sacrifice or his suffering, but are reaping the benefits of it as well.
Yeah, and he says that his suffering, he suffered for the unjust so mm-hmm. that he might bring us to God. Well, I think about when he died, how that the veil of the temple was torn in two. Mm-hmm. And so access to God is now available to us. We have direct access to God from now on because of what Jesus did. Had he not been willing to suffer for what was right, we wouldn't have that. And so often when we're thinking about our suffering, it's, look, woe is me, look at what I'm. But we never think about the benefit it might bring to others or the cause of Christ like he did.
Yeah, and it, and of course, he makes the point, because this has been a contrast the whole time, being put to death in the flesh but made alive in the spirit. He's continuing this contrast of, showing that being dead in the flesh is not all that matters, that there's something past this life, and that we need to make a distinction between what's going on in the physical world and where our spiritual lives are at as well. And he continues to note that contrast with Jesus.
Yeah, he's got to, this section of this verse is a little bit difficult, because first of all, the definite articles of the are not there in the original Greek. It's not but, like most of our English translations have, put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. It's not but, it's a word that means, like, on one hand there's this and on the other hand this. So the two are being accomplished. He's not, when we think of but, we're thinking of a contrast. He's not really contrasting anything. He's saying that the two are bent. So he just got through saying it was better to suffer at the hands of men than to suffer at the hands of God. Well, Jesus was put to death by men in the flesh, and God made him alive in the spirit. So, you know, we might ask ourselves, was Jesus blessed in suffering? Yes, because God allowed the suffering. Jesus wanted to do what was right. He didn't want to go through the suffering.
Yeah.
But he was zealous to do what was right, as you pointed out. If it's God's will to suffer, remember we said, then so be it. That was Jesus' attitude. And so God made him alive in the spirit. You might write down Acts 4:10 beside that. There's verses that say he did that, that God did that, the Father, that the Spirit did that. But, you know, it's all, they're all, you know, working together. But the idea here is that physically, yes, he was being put to death, but spiritually he was made alive because he made the decision to follow the Lord. And that's the same way that it works with us.
Well, and you can see in that gospel account that obviously Jesus didn't want to go through the suffering that he went through. He prayed to the Lord three times that, you know, if there's another way, then don't let it be this way. But he got his answer, and he left and was arrested. And from then on, you never see Jesus ask, you know, for it to be taken away, because he knows what's going to happen. He accepts it, and, you know, he's following the Lord's will. The Lord didn't cause that to happen, but he certainly allowed that to happen for our sakes, because he knew, you know, that was his purpose in coming. And Christ allowed that to happen. And that, you know, he didn't fight against it or do anything, which, you know, he could have. But he followed along with the Lord's will, and because of that is, you know, where we're at today, and that's the point that Peter's trying to bring out.
Yeah, and he's using these passive words of God put him, was put to death, God made him alive in the spirit, to make the point that God the Father blessed Jesus for his suffering, just like he will for us if we're willing to suffer, if that's what is necessary to do right. It's always God's will for us to do right.
Yeah.
No matter what the world throws at us. And so verses 19 and 20 is going to clarify maybe a little bit of that, but it's also kind of gets a little sticky on some things too. And we'll spend some time discussing that on the next episode of Scripture Spotlight. Hope that you will like, share, subscribe, leave a comment, ask a question, tell others about Scripture Spotlight. But most importantly, we hope that you'll dedicate 5 to 10 minutes a day with us as you drive to work, get ready for school, relax in the evening or any time in between, that you'll dig into God's Word, not to prove what we want to prove, but to see what God and His will for our lives is from the text itself. Because on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.